This morning I'm turning to the book of Hebrews chapter 6. Hebrews chapter 6. And I read to you verse 18 and 19. That's my main text in verse 19. That by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for a refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil. These are texts for this morning, and this is what we are thinking about, our subject is the sure and steadfast hope. In the end of the day, we are going to be in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19. And we are going to say, sure and steadfast hope. But in that text, the hope of believers is described as an anchor. It is sure and steadfast. You see, I share here in King Kind Sam, we have verse 19. A jetty for any that saw, please, can you read the tree for me? The anchor of the tree. Verse 19. Hebrews 6 19. So we have here the hope of believers described as an anchor, which is hope sure and steadfast. Bible actually said, so this is what we are thinking about this morning, and the hope of believers, the sure and steadfast hope. A jetty form, And as we look at the text, here the hope is compared to an anchor. So first, we also do that comparison to see what is the use of an anchor, and how does it really teach us if it is compared to Christians? So what does it try to teach us? The other kind of say the verse in Ankara train say, "Jelly for only that's why they are too too such a hono ah." The verse again say the sa such a yeah you want energy into the jelly for only that's why. And we know anchors are used in ships. Ships use anchor when they are on the seas. And for a ship to be steady in times of storms and in the midst of boisterous waves, it needs a good and a right anchor. And also, how this good and the right anchor be cast in times of storms. Ship na poso na se from a to two next in who bo na se shekini ade a ehia se che na ntumi ama ejina se ni sa se che ya from a le we ni don pon na se che no ya ntumi evura na se enye papa betumi ama ship no enya aba ko hwe ase. So that a ship without an anchor, or even if the anchor is not proper, it will, when there's storms and there are waves and on high seas, the ship can even have a shipwreck, and it will be a dangerous thing for the ship. And the anchor, what it does is that when they throw it overboard, it goes deep down the water and then grips on the ocean's floor and stands there so that the ship will be steady. And that's Similarly, the hope of salvation from sin is also the only hope that really calms and comforts the human soul, and really tells the human soul, or assures the human soul that he's safe, whether in this world or in the world to come. The Ukrainian, the hope of salvation from sin, you see, that's the only hope that really comes and comforts the human soul. You know, God, who made us, knows that because of our sinfulness, we are not safe. And we are aware. And people in the world, we are aware of the hopelessness of this world. But people don't. People may not try to agree, but it's true. This world, if only it's this world that we think we have and that we live for, it's hopeless, because many things make things unstable for us. Even when we think of temptations and diverse troubles of life, when they come to storm the life of a person in this world, whether the person is a Christian or not, he's in trouble. Say, Emre, do not and social near Brabham how about him if I boy accused the ground, say how at all. But there's a difference, you see. The storms of life is realized by both unbelievers and believers. It's a different man. Oh, he's so more. We ask him how near, we ask him what they say, a two be a. But a two are so near what Christo, near what Christo, near what Christo. Because this is where this hope will really make a difference. When troubles come, then that's when we see our hopes. Is it proper? Is it strong? Is it able to keep us? Is it able to make us cheerful and comfortable? Is it able to keep us and calm so that we are not disturbed? All because of, it depends on our hopes. Which hopes do you have? Say, Abraham, how to answer in social crowd or whatever, body being a tattoo. We need to assure what we are seeing. We need to share this more protection. And as we know, as I said, there are some instances where anchors may prove unreliable. It's not because the anchor is not good itself, or probably the idea of having an anchor wasn't good, but because the things that were supposed to make it proper were not there. You know, anchors have hooks and has a chain, a very strong chain that really makes it work. And so, and of late, I know the ships have automated anchor system where they can just shoot it out. When there's some, or like before, they have to really pull it and all that. But whichever way, what matters is that this anchor has to get stuck on the seabed. You see, in the yaka apple ship or lamswa, omo anchor no, maybe at the machine there to see any of it. I'm saying, there's a lot of drums and everything in the and for all the engineers are star anchor no, a quarter is unit between him. And as it is compared to the hope of believers, and also as we are thinking of the hope of others who are even not believers, people may have hope, or people may have hopes, you see, but will that hope really make them safe in times of trouble? And if I may pray, a jelly for any angel will be our leader, so no more any a jelly for or more. Any that so on the bread, how to a more, a bit of your mom, I told you more. A bit of a woman did not say, I'm for Papa no, I saw sheep in Moana. And because there are stories where in a stormy and boisterous waves at sea, some anchors have been driven off by strong winds, and also the very strong power, the current of the waters have really caused the outboard not so that they are not able to grip on the floor. They will be just be dragging, and then the sailors are in peril. Because when the times of trouble, when this anchor is thrown and then it is just dragging along, so that the power is dragging it away, then the sailors are in trouble. The same way, when people build their hopes on earthly things, their hopes are bound to fail. So nipa edine ire eshiri asimu niyome moa nipre ni embre ay habetu no no indaswa owo saniyome ni munyano embe shiasi embe ma wedi ukugo. In Psalm 20 verse 7-8, these are the words of believers. It says, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. We are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. But say be more a motto chariots, so a name horses so but So this is what I'm trying to describe for that every hope that is not truly the hope which God has given us is bound to fail. So that every hope that you build, whether on wealth, fame, intelligence, they are all about to fail. All the wealth and fame and intelligence in this world cannot hold the soul of man. They are bound to fail. They cannot be trusted for safety in times of trouble. I'm sure we have known nations, countries, which are, no matter how powerful they are, disaster comes and they are all dragging to the ground. And individuals also, no matter how powerful and wealthy they are, if it's just mere illness will come and then you are found wanting. Always I make reference to the COVID-19 and other kind of disasters that affect the world. When it comes, what is the hope of people? The hopes of the things on earth becomes worthless. Money cannot help us. People cannot help us. Intelligence cannot help us until it is time that these things are taken away. And then even when we have seen to find solution to these things, it doesn't give us peace. All the time we are afraid for the safety because we are not sure how it will keep us. I'm sure even at the time of COVID-19, when these vaccines came, people want to take, but how sure are you? I'm sure some people even took it and out of it they still died. See, so it wasn't something that can really make us safe even in this world. You see, but then as I'm describing to you, there's a hope that really gives people safety in this world and in the world to come. So that no matter what happens to them in this world, they are not cast down. They know that this world is not the place they should put their hopes in. This world, the Bible says, to pass away. Everything will be dissolved at the end of this world. So they have no hopes in this world. And they do not live their life merely as a people of this world. But they have a higher hopes, and this is what we are thinking about. So we'll think more of that as we go on. We'll try to see what makes the hope of the Christian or the hope of believers so sure and steadfast. You see, we'll think of that. So things of this world do not really give us that strong hope where we feel secure except only that which God Himself has given us. This is the example. And as I'm talking about hope, you know, in this world, people are happy or sad depending on what they hope in. we are saying, when you are, when you are announcing the rebel, or the ordinary reaction. In times of trouble, I repeat myself again, in times of trouble, their hope will determine whether they will be happy or bad or sad. See? And so we see people being overwhelmed with life troubles, and then it drags them to probably all kind of lifestyle. They have nowhere to really hide. As in our reading verse, I think verse last part of verse 18, it says about believers who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope that is set before us. Then verse 9 says, which hope we have as an anchor. Or say, Jenny, for your own woman, Johnny, and your mama for share. So I'm just trying to bring to your mind what others have as their hope, which is not reliable, as we are going on to see the believers, so which is the most reliable one, which God wants us, each one of us, to have. God is so kind that also God wouldn't want us to become hopeless, but man by sin wants to be hopeless. Because people want to love the world and just make it their God. And then God has also promised that all who go after living, they will not be happy. In the Psalms, the living, or who go after other gods. Any other hope that people put their place in, become their God. Whatever it is, whether people or things, it becomes their God. And then God has promised that they will not be happy. They will not be happy because only He can make us truly happy, even in this world, in the world to come. But we have people who may not be religious, and they entirely put their hope in this world. Okay, but we have people also who may be professing Christians, but their hopes in God are easily swept away in terms of trouble. Every trouble of life easily eats up their joy in the Lord. Well, the how by a time of way, only need your mother, sorry, or move the camel by one of them by. But the how about that? Now, only getting yarn, I say, how nice the journey is getting years ago. See, it's a problem with that one. And that's why the how about a GDP one. I mean, that's all about. Because we are, let me read it again. Who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. Which hope we have as an outcome of the soul, both sure and steadfast. This is the believer's hope. A journey for, and that's one in it. So, said, we can a journey, and that's why, I said, it's a hope for those who are refugees. Isn't that wonderful? You know, in this world, refugees seem to be people who don't have safety, that also. But in the spiritual realm, in the things of God, those who are refugees are those who are hopeful. They are those who have strong hope. You see how always God turns things around for us. In this world, refugees, when there's a war in the country, people find refuge in other countries, they seem to be the most helpless of God. They are the mercy of that country. But no, when in matters of salvation, in matters of God dealing with us, when we find ourselves as refugees, we are safe. Because if we are seeing we since the person they be not a good journey for Provisua. Now, my brother, yeah, I said, only near Bambo Papa, because I'm all called Provisua. But the banner who fall in seven days, 1 year, person near a dealing work. Oh, my, your refugees when they need a big journey, your Western arsenal. Oh, no one in that show. You know, wonderful. You see, Yahoo for me, and I've been in a room, say, we have to miss on your material. A banner, your memoir, a different cry. So that it calls for us to surrender. Refugees, they surrender their rights. They don't have any rights. They go and abide by the rights of that country where they are born to be. Whatever right they have in their country, whether they were rich, influential or not, no, it doesn't matter. I remember when the Liberian war was, in that town, some of them came there, somewhere, Some of those who came to our town, some of them were senior military men. But they came and they have to do menial work to survive. All that privilege they had in their country were gone. Some were so close to the president, the government, that they have so many privileges. But when they came to Ghana, all those things were gone. There were no more generals and captains again. You see, that is how this war refugees makes us. And that is how this war hopes makes us. When they wrote, they came to Ghana for hopes for protection, but that's for the hope they will have. But those who have run for refuge to God are saved. Because in matters of our salvation, refugees, spiritual refugees, are saved. But we, as I said, there are some professing Christians. When there's a troubles, then their hopes are gone. They seem not to be joyful in the Lord again. Troubles eat every hope in them, in God. In troubled times, they become worldly. Say how to man only we have to go in effect. Almost have car more actions, or more I miss more go my brother, then we have to go in effect. But then you're my way there now or Christian. So this is a poor hope. But many people have this hope also. They claim to be Christians. See this kind of Christians, their hopes are like their actions and their attitudes, like the way said Christians in Mark chapter 4, verse 16-17, the parable of the sower. You see, look at how they are described. And these are they, likewise, which are sown on stony ground, who, when they have heard the word, immediately receive with gladness, and have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. As on some of the way, obtain your mere seminal, ah, well, no, so my JD, no, many JPAD, JHA, and so how am I, you know, nothing. But no, this hope, if your hope is like this, then you have to examine your hope. If your hope in God, if your hope in the Lord Jesus Christ do not really makes you joyful in times of trouble, examine your hope in this life. So, we need to have your hope in Jesus Christ. How to number when you are in jail? The future will be there. Be sure, because then you will have this kind of hope. The hope of wayside Christians. They are not true Christians, they are wayside Christians. They have believed something about God, they have believed something about Christ, maybe they go to church, but they don't have that hope which the Bible describes here. This hope is so steadfast that it keeps them in times of trouble. And sometimes people who are self-righteous have this hope also. You see, their hope in God is formed by mere morality. See, their hopes in God is built upon what they can do. What good they can do, and then they rest their hopes in that. And when they depart, they depend on this hope. They despise their sins, and they also despise others. You see, and they think they are so good in the eyes of God, and yet that deception. You know, remember Apostle Paul once had this uncle. Apostle Paul, no, was to tell me he had once had this hope before he got converted. He once boasted that he was a proud Pharisee, that he was blameless. Apostle Paul answered, "Over here, over here, no. That's the only JDT. Of course, we do not do any of the former Asupa. And so now, in the Asua, any other Papa Kura. You see, so that when he saw that his self-righteousness was drifting him to hell, he cried in Romans chapter 7, verse 24. He says, 'Oh wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?' But when he realized that no, this hope based on my righteousness is leading me to hell. Who can help me?" Then he realized that he need refuge as the believers who have run for refuge in the Lord Jesus Christ. And then he himself wrote, said that he wants to be found in Christ, not having his own righteousness. Also, but so if so a Christian here, and you know why it's in the year. You see, he wants that hope that do not depend on his own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through faith, the righteousness of God by faith. so nya ta je die no enam e wo ye Kristo bu no tene ya Yakobon de maye e fa je die so no ko so lo so see so this hope also can really lead people into trouble while living in this world when troubles comes. And also the self-righteous soul cannot atone for sin. The power of Jesus or the Papa and the Yakubon and the Jinn of Honor or Yellow, the born in the born nature. You see, he will not have forgiveness for sin. And also, that hope in your own good things will not take you from damnation of hell. It will not deliver anyone's soul from damnation of hell. About some James, so that's what we have to say, yeah. Sound the rest to our Papa Soa. It means you don't feel about some James. All those who depend on their good deeds and think they are right before God, and that God will accept them because of their good deeds, they cannot be delivered from hell. God will cast them to eternal hell. They will be lost and lost forever. So where is your hope? You guys listening to me this morning. Where is your hope? Is your hope better than the self-righteous? Is your hope better than those who have put their hopes in this world? You see, there are many who claim to be Christian, but their hopes are in this world. Those who get the heaven when it has swallowed, or from Christian, because when it has swallowed, we are still. And we are still in your manner, it's just how a move of a brat. Whether they have less or more, whether they should chase more, determines by the world. You see, they are not content, they are ever seeking the world, and by seeking the world, they neglect their soul salvation, and they don't care if even if their pursuit of this world make them neglect their soul salvation. And for them, people say, "Oh, we are still here. Oh, we cry by the government and for them." So, what is your hope? Is your hope in your good deeds, or like others who maybe not in self righteous, don't claim self righteous? They are having their hopes in this world. They are building their hopes in the world and in the intelligence and in the connections of this world. Where is your hope? Where is your hope? But I move on. Why is the true Christian's hope both sure and steadfast? Well, we are told that there's which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast. Then you see that a Christ of war, Papa, any that so on say it is said. As a child, Nipa cried, you know, exactly. The first thing is that this hope is formed by the promise of God. You see, in our text, if you go back a little to verse 17, wherein God willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise, the immutability of his counsel, confirm it by an oath. But before he has spoken about the promise, verse 10 says, when God made promise to Abraham, because he could not swear by no greater, he swore by himself. He said, saying, surely, blessing will I bless thee, and multiply will I multiply thee, which he promised to Abraham. But then, we are told in verse 18 that by two immutable things, in which God, it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation, who are friends or refuge to lay hold upon the hope that is set before us. So the promise and the oath of God. And so, this hope has its foundation on the promise of God and the oath which he has made. And this he declared to be sure and steadfast in the Lord Jesus Christ. So that in the Lord Jesus Christ, this the foundation of the Christian hope is built. Because if you come a little verse 9, which hope we have as anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, which entereth into that within the door. Then it is come to talk about what Christ has done, which the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus, made an high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. So this hope is based on God's own promise and oath. God's own promise and oath. And it is by this, the establishment of this hope that the Lord Jesus Christ came to this world. To lay this foundation for all who run to find refuge in God. Sir, and it is so, yeah, and people are told me, Jennifer, and this is the very real thing. Now, all by here, fuck him, see you, so that all my big journey, I'm a pet, 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 I And this is the hope which is found in the Lord Jesus Christ. And He is the one who is able to bring us and secure us in this hope. You see, this is the hope which God has promised and has spoken by our hope. But in time, Lord Jesus Christ came to really lay the foundation for this, so that all who come, who run to Him, all who see their sinfulness, all who realize that though there's nothing in this world that can keep them from their sin and in the judgment to come, there's nothing in this world that can secure them in this life when troubles attend them, and they run to God, and they rest their hopes in Him. This, the foundation of this hope is the Lord Jesus Christ and what He has done on the cross of Calvary. This is very sure, because what He has done there is unmovable, you see. And in our text, we are even told of this, the immovability of and the unchangeability of this, the promises of God, and which He has confirmed it by His oath. He has confirmed it by His oath. So these two things, the promise of God and the oath of God, are unchangeable. They are like Himself. So that whoever runs to Him and then lay hold on this promise, which He has manifested to us in the gospel, because the simple verse in John 3:16, for God so loved the world, that whosoever believes in Him, for God so loved the world that He sent His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. It's so simple, okay? But here, this hope is spread out there, this promise is spread out there that Christ has come. God has sent His Son, Lord Jesus Christ, to come, and all who believe in Him will not perish, but have everlasting life. This is a simple thing, but this hope is just told, declared for us then. And this hope, with God, we have been told that God so loved the world that He sent His Son, and whoever believes in Him. And this promise is sure. God doesn't say one thing and do another. You see, God is true. He said that whoever believes in Him will not perish, but have everlasting life. Whoever believes in Lord Jesus Christ is sure, because it's firm and steadfast. You have this steadfast foundation of hope, even in this world. So that when troubles come, God, there are so many promises that God will deal with such a person. Those who have become God's people in this world, by His saving them through Christ, they are sure, because He has promised to keep them. And He has promised to also hear them when they call on Him. The worldly have nowhere to turn. When troubles come, where do they turn? They don't trust in God. Our believers trust in Him. So, one thing that is also unique of this hope is that this hope is formed in the heart of believers by faith. It's by faith. You see how the anchor of a ship has a chain. See, the anchor alone cannot work without a chain. You see, so while the anchor is strong, the chain pulls it, and it hooks to the ground. The same way, our hope, faith, God has given us faith, which pulls our hope. You see, yes, if we are promised that God is true, and how do we have it? It's faith. You see? And if God has sent Lord Jesus Christ to this world, and that He has come to that, how do I have that blessing? It's faith. When I come to believe this truth, which God tells me, when I come to put my faith in that, then it's like the chain to the anchor. I am hooked to this promise of God, and I'm safe. However, the hook fixes on the ground, the ship stands. So you see, and nothing can really move the ship. The same way, when I have come to put my hope in the promise of God, and then my faith is in the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm safe. You see, until we have come to trust the Lord Jesus Christ personally, until we have yielded our life to Him and gone to Him as needy sinners to seek His mercy to forgive us of our sins, and to have this hope of salvation as our hope, let everything in this world go. See, as we have banned the revelation of Christ to go, then in quite the air by any that saw near the area to so, see, they are bending in the kind of body chain, the two women, the boy, and for Calvary, or the body of a chain. And that's why, it begins with you, if you don't go. JDNO is searching their strong for the solo. The hope is there, but do you have that hope? People have this hope in their head, but they don't have faith in that hope. See? So you may have this hope in your head, but do you have faith in it? See? Many a times you go to the station, ask people, and they know many things about Jesus Christ, the gospel. But you ask them, have you really this faith? Do you have this blessings of salvation? And when they tell their version of that blessing, you know, they don't have it. Are you forgiven of your sins? How are you sure? How do you know? But those who have faith in Christ, those who have tasted His forgiveness, the Spirit works in their heart. There's a sense of forgiveness. You see that in Romans chapter 8, the Spirit, those who are God's children, the Spirit, they have been given the Spirit of adoption. There's a work of grace in their heart where they cry, Abba Father. In times of trouble, they run to God. Those who have poor hope, in times of trouble, even when they pray, don't trust it. And those who are not religious, they cannot even pray. See, the false believers, when they pray in times of trouble, because they don't know God, how can they be sure? You know, these believers' hope, which is formed by faith in Christ, he says, and which stands in terms of time. Job had this kind of faith. The Old Testament says, Job lost everything. Yeah, can Job? Job lost everything, but he says, I'll trust. God gives, He takes away. Let Him do what He pleases. I'll still trust in Him. This is the one, the hope. This is the hope of the believer. You remember Daniel? Daniel was thrown into the lion's den. What kept Daniel there? He trusted in God. Daniel was a believer. Daniel was not overwhelmed when they cast him there. You see, Daniel knew that whether he would die or not, his life is in the hand of God. So, having your hope in God doesn't mean that trouble will not come to you. That doesn't mean that when you are in trouble, you may not be this, die or be held for a trouble. No, it's the fact that even if I should lose my life, my soul is safe. Is the anchor of the soul. Look at the verse. It's not anchor of the body. It says that which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, not the body. That's the Lord Jesus Christ says that we should not be afraid of those who can destroy the body. Yes, in this world, people, by God's own allowing, people can kill us. But it's not the end. It's the soul. Where will the soul be? You see? The anchor of the soul, not the anchor of the body. In this world, people really, when they are finding their hope, they are thinking of their body and their flesh and their the believer's hope is in the soul. And that one, nobody can destroy. And because God is keeping it safe. And we are told the last part of our verse, which entrance into that within the veil. My time is gone, but this one is an expression that those believers, they hope in Christ, by faith, which believers have, these are entered within the veil. Meaning, these are pictures, you know, in the Old Testament, in the tabernacle, in the temple, where they go, the Holy of Holies, well, there was a veil that divides the place. And when the high priest yearly, if he has done the yearly atonement, he takes all the blood to go into the Holy of Holies to sprinkle it there for the people. And we are told that those were imperfect because the animal sacrificed. But Christ Himself, when He has died for us, He went to heaven Himself. So that Holy of Holies in the temple was an emblem of heaven Himself. But Christ went to the heaven proper. So that the Jewish hope in those sacrifices, if the Jew do not look up to Christ, the coming of Christ and trust in Him, it was worthless. If it were merely on the animal of God, it was worthless. But we, if we are believers, if you have trusted in Christ, Christ has gone to heaven. That's the sure foundation of this hope. Our hope is not on earth. The very strength of our hope is in heaven. Christ Himself, after He died on the cross of Calvary, went to heaven for us. He is seated on the right hand of God, ever interceding for us. He is our advocate above. So you see that this anchor of the ship that makes it stable, our faith in Christ, which links up to Christ, which is our hope, is stable because He is there. He's in heaven. That's why a believer can hope of heaven. A true believer can hope of heaven. We can hope that one day we'll be there with the Lord Jesus, when Christ is there. the hope of a believer is not something that we can just know. Like, well, no, it's not worth anything. For Christ our Savior, he went there physically. You see, when he died, he didn't go there as a spiritual, he went there. They saw him going there, you see. And the hymn was saying that we were not there, we didn't see him going, but we believe that he has come. And he is our hope. We trust in him. Let the world turn upside down. Let walls and plagues and whatever comes, nothing should shake the believer's soul. Yes, into heaven itself, the last part of verse, I think 24. I think I have one verse here. Yes, Hebrews 9:24. For Christ is not entered into the holy place with made with hands, which are figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Now every believer before God has a mediator. See, between God and man, there's only one mediator, the Lord Jesus Christ. Is he your hope? You see, have you trusted him? Have you given your life to him? You see, the Lord Jesus Christ, every sinner who repents and runs to him finds refuge. Refuge from sin, you are saved from sin. All that you have done, God will forgive you. And then the judgment to come, he has nothing against you. And the blessing of it all, in this life, you have hope. Because you can pray to God, then you are sure that God will hear you. And also, you are sure that he will help you to grow in holiness. So, you know, there's troubles in this world, but there's sin in this world. And individually, there's trouble in our life because we are not free from sin, even if we are believers. But the more we come close to God, the more we are free from troubles. And the Lord helps us, help believers, even in this world, to enjoy this. The more we become obedient to him, the more we become, even the trouble that comes to us, it doesn't beat us again. We look at troubles and we laugh. See, can you look at trouble and laugh at troubles? It's only the believer who can do so, because the believer has this hope that even troubles are a means of correction. The unbeliever doesn't know that. Sitting in himself, how about a problem? No, the believer knows that troubles have been like a blessing from his father's hand to correct him. And he rather, and the more this trouble drives you to God, the more you are even happy. The troubles will be there, but you are a happy person. See, you know, this is the kind of hope that this verse is reminding us. The believer's so. Do you have that hope? What is your hope in this world? Or if you're a student, are you thinking of maybe going to school, having some qualifications? It's good to go to school, but that shouldn't be your hope. If you hope in that, you'll be disappointed. I don't know what will happen to you when life trouble comes to you. If you are a business person, or if you are working, you hope to get more profit or whatever. If you think that will keep you happy in this world, you deceive yourself. Until you have this hope in Christ. Until you have the believer's hope. Well, you may have more or less. You may have certificate or not. It doesn't matter. When troubles come, you are sure that the Lord will be with you. But my question to you, do you have this hope? Have you placed your trust in the crucified Savior? He died on the cross of Calvary so that every sinner, hopeless, every sinner is hopeless because we have no safety against God's wrath. We have no safety against Satan's lies. We have no safety. Even our own sinfulness, our own heart deceives us. But if we have this hope, we are given grace. We are given understanding. The word of God teaches us. We are able to learn about God, become his faithful, become wise, you see. And then we live in this world with such a, as I always say, accomplished life. Only those who have hope in Christ who can live an accomplished life in this world. May the Lord help us as we think of this. But I beseech you, if you don't have this hope, seek the Lord. Repent of sin. Trust in him. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. He died for sinners. So when you start the year, that's wrong. You should have Christ with the whole Calvary. You should not have been demanded for your first time. You should not have said that. I have a problem. I have a problem. I have a problem. I have a problem. So that means God will make sure that if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, all that He is to, or He is His perfection, all that He is, His power and wisdom, will be yours. And who can stand against God if He's for us? If God is for us, who can be against us? All right, may the Lord help us as we think on this thing. Let's pray.